Number 3. I've got a secret. Recently, Matthew has been staying in the yard more often and longer than ever. Matthew, it's getting dark, yelled his mom from the living room.
Come on in, Matthew,
Dad called out to him. Matthew came in, washed his hands, and sat on the sofa. With a weird look in his eyes, Matthew said to his family, I've got a secret.
What is it? Please tell me,
asked his little brother Alex.
I'm very good at keeping secrets, he whispered.
But Matthew just shook his head and said,
I'm not telling.
Matthew, my boy, Dad said, what's the secret? Tell your father, will you?
But Matthew just shook his head and said,
My lips are sealed.
Mom jumped up from her rocking chair and rushed over to Matthew for a hug.
Tell Mommy the secret, she said, cuddling her boy.
But Matthew just shook his head and shouted,
It's my secret! I won't tell!
The noise woke up Granny.
Was I dreaming, or did I hear that Matthew has a secret?
She leaned over and studied Matthew's face.
Tell Granny the secret, sweetie.
Matthew looked at her and smiled.
All right, everyone, just come with me.
Matthew was the leader, and everyone followed him outside. They passed the swings, the slide, and the big old oak tree. Then they came to the secret.
Okay, that's my secret. Isn't she cute?
Said Matthew.
Wow, it's a kitten. How adorable!
Alex shouted excitedly.
Shh, be gentle and quiet. You might scare her.
Mom stopped Alex. Matthew handed the kitten to Granny.
Kitty, kitty, you are a little fuzzy wuzzy ball.
Granny cuddled and patted the cat.
I found her under the bush a week ago. Can we keep her? Can we keep her? Mom?
Matthew begged.
Yes, yes, Mom and Dad, let's keep her,
Alex whined. How can we resist this little cutie? But wait, only if you promise that you will take care of her, Mom and Dad told them. Matthew and Alex nodded happily.
Come home with us, Fuzzy Wuzzy. Now you have a home,
said Granny.
Yes! Fuzzy Wuzzy, that's your name!
Both boys giggled, and it was a great secret for the whole family to share.